Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Crystallized by Quesia is the story of David, transgender, but for 25 years went from not knowing it to fully denying it, fearing shame. For a period of 22 of those years, delved into drug use in a poly substance abusing manner, and only God and the transition would prove to be the way out and the way to grow up. Quesia is now okay with life, God, and sobriety, all because of how good it feels to be a woman. Quesia is a 40-year-old male-to-female transgender who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thankful to those transgenders that made it, whether in show business, music business, other transes, that made it in life. They are her beacons that guide her home. Quesia, author of Crystallize, our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much. How you doing?
I am doing fine and looking forward to a very important conversation on the program today. Let's start by your inspiration for writing and inspiration for writing this particular book. What is the inspiration for writing? Why was this fascinating for you?
This is one of those books that was really, despite the shortness of it, was a true tell-all. I went ahead and expedited the key points in my life that made the most, moving, most catalytic points in my life that would induce interest in anything that one would find interesting, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I was concerned in the book. Everything in there is 100% true. There is no deviation from the truth. It's literally an indictable book. The book, anything in there you could indict me on. These are criminal offense admittance to. So the funny thing is, if you read it, you literally take part in being a part of the offense. Well, that I could say, but
well, yeah. So we're all accomplices.
It's just being entertaining.
Yeah, we're accomplices. Is what happens when you read the book. The book is Crystallized by Quesia. That's spelled Q-U-E-S-S-I-A. Book is available at writersrepublic.com. We'll have all of that up on our website. When you sat down to do this, and obviously very honest, how difficult was it for you to write this book?
It's one of those things where it was difficult to expound on a lot of the stuff that was illegal because of the fact that it could very well indict me in the future. Other than that, it was relieving. I would say prior to my transition, this was my disease. I chose to use drugs to supplant that which I had been afflicted by, a void in my heart. The void in my heart was by means, I thought it was just addiction. So by being addicted, the classical scheme of things that one hears in an AA or an NA room, live one day at a time, follow the 12 steps, all that whole thing. But then I had my other issue. My other issue was being transgender, but I couldn't tell anybody because it was something that was such a shameful development. I don't even know what else to call it. I am literally living proof that transgenderism is a natural component of one who is transgender. If you avoid your transgenderism, witness my life, witness my pain, witness what I went through. If that is not enough to convince you,
We see that in the book Crystallized by Quesia, our guest on the program. That's Q-U-E-S-S-I-A. If you're Googling, you'll find the book at writersrepublic.com. You can just look for Crystallized and find the book there. Talk a little bit about what you went through when you made these realizations. How difficult was it? And it obviously was a process to get to the point where you felt comfortable and you felt you were growing.
Well, I mean, 20 years ago when I was just, you know, in college trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, it, you know, we didn't have words like, I mean, well, let me rephrase, because I'm a bit innocent in my naivety. I didn't know about words like transgender. It was just homosexual or heterosexual as far as I was concerned. And I was something akin to homosexual, but I still found attraction in the female gender. It wasn't really a sexual natured venture. It was more like, what is my driving force? The question that kept coming back to me is, what drives you? What makes you move every day? And that eventually became an actual, an agenda in the morning, like preemptive underthought. And, without having my understanding of my identity, I couldn't really tell you the answer. It was just, okay, I've got to feel better. I've just got to be better. And I didn't know how to be better when I didn't know who or what I was. It's like, if a computer program could be a human being, this might be what it would be like. Define what I am. Define who I am. Define what gender I am. And I had to describe and define what it is that I am. And eventually, I had learned of a word, transgender, around the year 2011 or 12. And it started to sit with me in a funny way, like if you were to cook something on a crock pot, for lack of a better word. Like, let's sit on this and see what happens in 13 yes. hours or yes. 13 years.
Well, it's such an amazing story, an amazing journey. It's crystallized. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com. The author is our guest, Quessia, and you spell that Q-U-E-S-S-I-A. In the book, yes. are there any particular characters, people that were in your life that captured your attention as you were telling the story?
Well, The main person who stood out in my life, who became famous and made a mark for herself and stood out as truly an angel, was her name is Hunter Schafer. She was the big proponent for House Bill 2 in North Carolina, which was the bathroom bill, which stated whether a transgender...
Oh, yes.
Well, an M2F could go to the female bathroom or vice versa for F to M. And it was something that I never even cared to get into. It was none of my business, so I didn't care. If somebody was trans, they came to the bathroom, I didn't care. I'm going to the bathroom. But I understand that the main nature of the question or the problem was, you know, mothers that had their children and feared for their children's safety, even a little bit illogistically or illogically, you know, basically to state that, you know, per my belief, that they didn't want some quote-unquote weirdo in the bathroom with them while they had their child. And the funny thing is, the transgender person is not worried about that. This is stuff that I didn't even know about nor had my concern on. But as soon as I became aware of the fact that I was transgender, all these issues made themselves very clear. So I became transgender. All the drug use, all the problems that I had with drugs completely got sieved away by the actual transgenderism. So as I transitioned, all the drug use subsided, completely went away. And as a result, now I find out who I am, what my purpose is, and what we can do as a species. So I've come to realize that as a transgender, per my belief, we are the fruits on the vine that is life, that is human. And so if I can't ever come along to come to have a child, then at least I might just do something to at least acknowledge that I can supplant the world with wisdom to say, look, nature found a way to prove that we are natural. And it's not nature, it's not nurture inspired. My parents raised us as heterosexual males. I as a result, being how I really am, found my way as if a crystal grows in water. When water just, you know, dries up, the crystal grows.
Yes.
I became as the crystal grows. So I described, that's actually where the name of the book comes from, despite the fact that there were drug use involved in there, and especially crystals, you know, with respect to crystal meth. I also do want to acknowledge the fact that there is a high likelihood that a further story is coming along that is of a quantum science nature that will dictate that which had been said in the first book via the second book. I know that sounds weird at this time, but it involves essentially, for lack of a better word, time travel of information, which will involve quantum entanglement, a quantum system that utilizes all systems and systems of systems and relays multiple binaries with respect to 0 and/or 1, where and or equals quantum, and 0 or 1 with respect to yes or no or yes as cases. And that each quantum system is all part of one main universal system, ultimately powered by what I'll call a black hole, for lack of a better word. All this stuff comes out in time. This will be a second story.
Fascinating.
Take advantage of crystallized.
How are you coming with that? Are you working on that currently?
Yes, every day.
Every day. Okay. So hopefully soon we'll be able to have that conversation. The first book, Crystallized by Quessia, is what we're talking about on the program today. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com. You mentioned finding what your purpose is. Have you found your purpose? And is part of that, at least, sharing the message, what you went through to prevent other people from going through the torture, the hell, the drug use that you did?
It's a good question. I'm going to say that I just want to use my life as a proof that transgenderism is a natural phenomenon of the human condition, that when we reach, I guess, either a satisfactory population on the planet or a satisfactory condition of the planet, where that which is the tree of life that is human flowers and thus becomes fruited, and that which I am is one of these fruits. And so that which we can all be is wisdom in those fruits. Because when the orchard is that of love, wisdom is the fruit. And when that of each fruit is of love, wisdom is the orchard. And so that's what I've become. That's what come to me as a result of writing this book. So it was really a very quick tell-all. I wrote it in a very short period of time, as quick as I could, to expound on just honest, actual events. These things actually happened. I tried to make humor out of some of the things that were most terrible in my life, just describably that which was in prison, those moments when trying to get away with things I would otherwise not ever even want to disclose. I hated writing about the prison moments, and I was male at the time I was in prison. However, once one transitions, they find out that everything that was prior to the transition was as in prison. I can say that it doesn't matter where one is, where one was. If they transition, the prison that they were in is gone.
Yes. Well, it's such a powerful story that Quessia tells in her book Crystallize, which is available at writersrepublic.com. And the time is going by so quickly here. I want to talk about your impression of where we are as a society. You went through literally 22 years of hell, basically because of society, where you fit in or didn't fit into society. Have we made progress during this time?
I would say yes. There's been a few of us that have really stood out. Believe it or not, Caitlyn Jenner, aka Bruce Jenner, was one of the first ones that let me know that, you know, it doesn't matter how old we are, we can transition, we can still be how we'd always wanted to be. And then I see this girl coming out of North Carolina named Hunter Schaefer, and I'm saying, I looked at her on TV. I said, okay, if I could be 10% as good as looking as her, I'm okay with being this. I'll go ahead and do it. That's pretty much where I was at. So if you could pass that message forward, well, then, hello, girl. I would love to meet you.
Crystallized is Quessia's story here, and I'm glad to hear the perspective that, okay, we have your book, which might not have been available 15, 20 years ago, or certainly not talked about in a national platform like programs like this, and have it out there and promoted by different publishers. It's a compelling story. Talk about what you went through in terms of family and friends and where you are today. What is life like for you today with family, friends?
It's really funny because I realize that life presents these illusions about how things could have been or would have been had you gone by them. I expected my family to give me a lot of opposition. I expected a lot of shame. I expected a lot of disdain. There was really, really, really small amounts of it, as if almost by rote, people just were like, no, don't do that. It's not what you want. Almost like a computer program. So I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to push through this. Everyone's going to see that everything's better. And within 6 months, everyone was saying, you're no longer obstinate. You no longer present a problem. You're no longer doing the stuff that you used to do. It's obviously that you're not breaking the law. It's obvious that there's no problems as a result. So obviously this is the right choice. As soon as I felt comfort in my body, as soon as I felt comfort in waking up and knowing that I'm who I am and what I am, then I realized that which we called entropy, which, you know, the law of entropy states entropy grows. That is one of the main points of entropy, which is the law of chaos. The more the time goes by, the more entropy grows. So it came to me to think to myself, maybe I am like an avatar of entropy, a crystal component of entropy. And if that's the case, okay, well, then I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to, and thus everything that I'm doing in my life is exactly as foretold by a book I wish I could read. It's at least the lottery numbers, right?
Well, exactly. Quessia is our guest talking about her book, Crystallized. Boy, time going by quickly. A couple minutes left in the program. What do you hope your readers take away from reading this book? When it's over with and they finish Crystallized, what do you hope their thoughts are?
Okay, 100%. I hope they make reference to that book, A Million Little Pieces, by James Frey.
Oh, yes.
I hope they make reference to the fact that here was a man who had been sick. I understand that he had perhaps decorated his book with a little bit of stuff I don't know about. All I can say is I cut to the chase in mind and chose to choose absolute actions that happened in my life, an absolute autobiography, if cut short. And I'd like for them to realize that the transition was 100% a cure, a change, a sieve, a sift, an absolute panning for the gold that is my life, where I had been left behind as trash that someone else would say, you know, we need to fix this person, we need to change this person, we need to correct this person. When in fact, all the correction that was needed was just I needed to wake up, accept who I am, what I am, and that life could actually be glorious without even having to try, just because I finally am a male to female transitioner. And that's all. It was just more entropy, a little more chaos.
Well, yeah, in a few sentences, you state what took decades to realize on your own. What if there would have been a crystallized book when you were going through this? How valuable would this book have been for you?
I'm sorry, how what?
Yeah, how valuable would, if there had been crystallized, if you're going through all of this turmoil, and there would have been a book crystallized, your book would have been available, how important would this have been in getting you through this period? And I guess the point, and it'd take a long time to get to it, but as young people are going to be reading your book, or old people are going to be reading your book, you're going to be helping them. There wasn't a crystallized for you to read when you were going through this, was there?
No, there wasn't. Not yet, no. I can only pray that if somebody reads my book and they are at all, by any percentage, inflecting towards being transgender, even asking themselves, am I even a bit transgender? And am I using drugs in the meantime? Stop the drugs. Take a look. Everybody loves you. We don't have any problems with who you are. We want to see what you are. Be the change that you need in this world. That was the big thing that I needed to hear. That was the big thing that I needed to see. And once I learned that I could be the change that I needed in this world, I sat down with a typewriter and I typed it out, even if it was a computer.
And the result is crystallized, and it's going to be impacting in a powerful way so many people. The book is available at writersrepublic.com, Crystallized by Quessia, our guest on the program. That's Q-U-E-S-S-I-A. You'll find the book, and it's a very powerful book. It's well written. Thank you so much for being on the program. Hopefully the new book comes out, and we can have a chance to talk about that as well. This has been an important conversation. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me. In the event that I actually have a chance to pull this off, Tomorrow's Promise will be the next book.
Ooh, I like that.
It will tie in directly with it.
And the best of luck with that, and hopefully we can chat about that as well. This one is Crystallized. It's available at writersrepublic.com by Quessia, Q-U-E-S-S-I-A. Of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.